Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, we salute one of the last great voices from the golden era of great American songbook interpreters, Nancy Wilson. Wilson began her career in 1960, just as many of the other great singers were beginning to retire. But she carried on the tradition with warmth and soul, and an ability to interpret a song with emotional depth and subtlety. In this hour, we'll explore her catalog and look back at some of her finest recordings from the 1960s, including Guess Who I Saw Today and Someone to Watch Over Me. It's Nancy Wilson, A Lady with a Song, coming up next on Afterglow.
And the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. And so is love. And so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. And so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci. And get myself a clown's disguise. And then I'll learn to laugh. And so is love. And so is love. It's all over. And so is
Nancy Wilson in 1962 with I'm Afraid the Masquerade is Over, written in 1939 by the songwriting team of Ali Rubel and Herb Magidson. The only other song that they're well known for is probably Gone with the Wind, or maybe I'll Buy That Dream, sung by Helen Forrest and Dick Hames. Rubel is more well known for his song Zippity Doodah from the Disney film Song of the South. That recording comes from a duet album Wilson worked on with saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, although Adderley was not featured on that track. Instead, it featured the combo of Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, and Joe Zawinul, later of Weather Report fame, on piano. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting the work of singer Nancy Wilson, looking at some of her best recordings from the 1960s. Nancy Wilson's entrance into the world of fame started early. She won a talent contest in her hometown of Columbus, Ohio, when she was 15, which put her on television twice a week, hosting her own show. She became well-known around Columbus for the next several years, until a chance meeting with saxophonist Cannonball Adderley helped introduce her to a larger market. Adderley happened to be performing in the Columbus area when Wilson sat in with his band. Adderley was impressed with the 21-year-old singer and encouraged her to move to New York. Within a year, Nancy Wilson was signed to Capitol Records. Her earliest sessions for the label came at the end of 1959 and the beginning of 1960, a time when that style of jazz and pop singing was on the way out in favor of rock and roll. But Nancy Wilson was something special, and she was able to find an audience with her soulful, emotive voice. Her first big hit for the label was a 1952 song by Murray Grand and Elise Boyd called Guess Who I Saw Today. It's a storytelling song, and I won't give away the ending, but listen closely to the lyrics. Wilson's plaintive and direct delivery of the tale has an ease and naturalness to it that is mature beyond her years. Even if she had never recorded anything else again, this song alone would put Nancy Wilson in the upper echelon of pop vocalists. Here's Nancy Wilson in 1960 with the song Guess Who I Saw Today on Afterglow.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I went in town to shop around for something new and thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for someplace near and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so in love that Even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly through the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw you.
Just a remarkable performance, an entire drama packed into 3.5 minutes. That was a 23-year-old Nancy Wilson with her signature performance of Guess Who I Saw Today from 1960. That arrangement, believe it or not, was by Billy May. You may know Billy May from his bombastic arrangements for Frank Sinatra and Anita O'Day, featuring blaring trumpets and slurping saxophones. But May's work with Nancy Wilson proved that he could also master subtlety, in addition to turning up the heat. Billy May was one of Wilson's most frequent collaborators throughout the 1960s, in fact, matching her every mood from emotional to swinging. They worked together in a handful of sessions right around 1959 and 1960, and again in the second half of the decade. I'll play some songs from their early sessions now. Here's Nancy Wilson and arranger Billy May at the very end of 1959 for Wilson's debut album called Like in Love. This is Fly Me to the Moon on Afterglow.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song that I may sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. And won't you fill my heart with song that I may sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till the moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh, ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Your poor tongue just will not utter the word I love you. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Peeping through. Now you get bold, you can't resist him, and all you say after you've kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
A swingin' Nancy Wilson and a subtle Nancy Wilson with arranger Billy May. Just now we heard them in 1960 with the Harry Wood song, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, from the album Something Wonderful. And before that we heard them in 1959 with Bart Howard's Fly Me to the Moon, from the album Like in Love. We'll hear more of Wilson's work with Billy May later in the hour. Another frequent collaborator for Nancy Wilson was pianist George Shearing. Shearing's distinctive block chord piano sound and light jazz combo matched the sweetness in Wilson's voice. He would arrange songs for her throughout the 1960s, and they also collaborated on the duet album together called The Swingin's Mutual from 1961. There are so many fine tracks on that album. It's one of my favorites. But I'll play one now that draws out Wilson's bluesier side, an aspect of her voice that often remained hidden behind her polished pop exterior. Here's Nancy Wilson and pianist George Shearing with All Night Long on Afterglow.
Never felt the softness of his tender kiss. Don't know if he's weak or strong. All I know is he's in every dream I dream all night long. Never heard him speak a single word of love. Never knew his face. Favorite song, 'cause he only speaks to me in dreams I dream all night long. When I sleep, he tells me he's in love with me. And how much he needs me to be near. But at best a dream is just a fantasy. If I touch his hand, he's piano. No, 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 no. I don't want a love that's just a memory. Fate, how could you be so wrong? Now I gotta find the man who's haunting me. Oh, now I gotta find the man who's haunting me all night long. Nancy
Wilson and pianist George Shearing in 1960 from their album The Swingin's Mutual. That was the bluesy song All Night Long. Nancy Wilson was remarkably prolific throughout the 1960s, recording about 2 to 3 albums per year. Another one of her frequent collaborators during this time was arranger and pianist Jimmy Jones, who helped Wilson craft 2 albums from 1963 with similar titles: the album Broadway, My Way, and the album Hollywood, My Way. Both albums feature Wilson's original take on newer hits from stage and film, and both albums reached the top 20 of the Billboard album charts. Wilson proved that, even though she was still young, the maturity of her delivery helped her develop an adult audience still wanting songs delivered in that pre-rock and roll style. Here are some tracks from those albums now, beginning with a song from the 1956 musical West Side Story. This is Tonight on Afterglow.
Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight, I'll see my love tonight. And for us, stars will stop where they are. Today, the minutes seem like hours. The hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Endless day, endless night, tonight. Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight, I'll see my love tonight. And for us, stars will stop where they are. Today, the minutes seem like hours. The hours go so slowly, and still the sky is and make this endless day, endless night, tonight, 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 tonight. Thank you. love that lived within the heart of me.
The Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster song Secret Love, originally from the 1953 Doris Day film Calamity Jane. Before that, we heard the Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim tune Tonight from the musical West Side Story. Those were from the 1963 albums Hollywood My Way and Broadway My Way by Nancy Wilson and arranger Jimmy Jones. One of the highlights of Nancy Wilson's output from the 1960s was her work with saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, the person responsible for discovering her and jumpstarting her career. Wilson was already making big waves for Capitol Records by the time the two of them jumped into the studio together. The album, simply titled Nancy Wilson, Cannonball Adderley, features a combination of vocal and instrumental tracks, exploring some more untrodden songs from the Great American Songbook. Wilson's soaring vocals and the quintet's hip jazz sound really lay down the groundwork for a lot of contemporary jazz singers. You can hear echoes of this album in recent records by singers like Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. I'll feature two tracks from the album now, beginning with the Buddy Johnson song, Save Your Love for Me, on Afterglow.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away if I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me.
can feel it, even when you're not here, can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear, and though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. Oh, I'm so in love with you. So darling, help me please. Have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun with a crowd, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
Nancy Wilson and her friend and mentor Cannonball Adderley on their duet album together from 1962. That was the Frank Lesser tune, Never Will I Marry, and before that, the Buddy Johnson song, Save Your Love for Me. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear more from Nancy Wilson's work in the 1960s. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some of the 1960s work of singer Nancy Wilson this hour. Wilson was incredibly prolific for Capitol Records in the 1960s, recording a staggering 24 albums, in addition to dozens of pop singles. Her best work comes from her time collaborating with some of the best arrangers Capitol had to offer, like Billy May, George Shearing, Jimmy Jones, Oliver Nelson, and this next arranger, Gerald Wilson. Gerald Wilson had a style that was a little more pop-oriented, full of lush strings and lovely orchestral effects. He's best known for helping to arrange Ray Charles' 1962 album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. On top of Gerald Wilson's accompaniment, Nancy Wilson could simply shine. Her voice is crystal clear, precisely in tune, yet still full of so much emotional depth. Here she is at the end of 1963 from the album Yesterday's Love Songs, Today's Blues. This is Someone to Watch Over Me on Afterglow.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could be oh so good to one. Once I laughed when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You heard. scratch my back myself. Once you warn me that if you scorn me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again. Wish
Nancy Wilson with two jazz standards. Just now we heard her in 1967 with the Rodgers and Hart song It Never Entered My Mind, arranged there by Oliver Nelson. Before that we heard Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me, arranged there by Gerald Wilson. In addition to recording music from the Great American Songbook, Nancy Wilson also kept up with current hits throughout the 1960s. In fact, Wilson's biggest hit in the 60s was a new pop tune called You Don't Know How Glad I Am, which hit number 11 on the Billboard charts in 1964.
And you don't know how glad I am.
Nancy Wilson released several albums that explored newer songs, done in a more traditional style, including the albums Today, Tomorrow, and Forever, A Touch of Today, Today, My Way, and Just for Now. The songs she recorded ranged from covers of songs recently performed by Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett to songs written by The Beatles and Stevie Wonder. Here's Nancy Wilson in 1967 recording a then-brand-new song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. This is her version of Alfie.
What's it all
on
about? Alfie, is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you thought it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a heaven above, Alfie. Something much more, something even now believers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist. Until you find the love you missed, you're nothing, Alfie.
let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day. Alfie.
Burt Bacharach and Hal David's song, Alfie, from the 1966 film of the same name, sung by Nancy Wilson in 1967. As I've talked about already, one of Nancy Wilson's most frequent collaborators in the 1960s was Billy May. May worked with Wilson for her very first sessions, including her 1960 signature song, Guess Who I Saw Today, and he also joined her for a few albums in the mid to late 60s, including Tender Loving Care and Nancy Naturally. May's buoyant and fun approach to arranging really brought out the life in Wilson's voice, so I'd like to feature a few more of their collaborations now. First, here's Nancy Wilson in January 1966 with the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song, Like Someone in Love, on Afterglow.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings. Bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove. And like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound. Mostly whenever you're around me. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove.
Guess I'll never see the light.
I get the blues most every night since I fell for you. It's too bad, yes, it's too sad that I'm in love with you. First you love me, and then you know you snub me. Oh, but what can I do? I'm still in love with you, and I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night since I fell for you. I get the blues most every night since I fell for you.
Nancy Wilson and arranger Billy May in July of 1966 with the Buddy Johnson blues song Since I Fell for You. That comes from the album Nancy Naturally. Before that, we heard Wilson and May again in 1966 with Like Someone in Love from the album Tender Loving Care. Nancy Wilson's final recording session in the decade was for the album But Beautiful, featuring a small jazz combo led by pianist Hank Jones. But Beautiful ended up being Wilson's last true jazz album. In the 1970s, her style evolved more towards R&B and soul. While her jazz days were mostly behind her, she thankfully recorded so much material in the 1960s, over 20 albums, that it never feels as if we're at a loss for great Nancy Wilson jazz recordings. I'll close off this Nancy Wilson remembrance with one of her final recordings from the 1960s, a soulful and dramatic reading of a Duke Ellington classic. This is Nancy Wilson with In a Sentimental Mood.
In a sentimental mood. I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts a melody so strange and sweet in this sentimental bliss. You make my paradise complete. Rose petals seem to fall. It's all in a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly. For I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental me.
Nancy Wilson in 1969 with her version of the Duke Ellington standard In a Sentimental Mood. And thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.